exercises, but I talked to Pastore that would handle independent offices, and he's talked to Mahon and Bo, and the house is willing, Mahon says, that the house would accept it if they could add it in the Senate. So I thought I ought to ask you if you'd keep your ear open and without causing any furor. If it does, why, we just won't do it. But if you could, we'd like to have those two little items taken care of.
Well, I'll be glad to do it, Mr. President. I knew already about the Secret Service.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot that. They told me, Mike or somebody told me that you had agreed to do that.
Yes, I told him that I would, and I also told...
That will particularly affect Ms. Eisenhower.
Whoever it affects, I think it's right that it should be done. And also on the one that you mentioned about the libraries, that touches it all the part to me. And I'll be glad to help in any way I can. Now, who's going to come up to present those?
They say a fellow named Moody. I don't know him, but he's a GSA man. Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
He's the deputy career man for GSA.
Well, now, John asked me to handle this bill, and I told him I'd be glad to do it as far as I could. I'm tied up in conferences like he is, and also in hearings. And so finally, we worked it out yesterday by the Friday thing, and we're going to have five different hearings going on today. I'll handle three or four of the agencies. He'll handle the independent offices.
I think he'll have this hearing, and I think he'll put it in, but I wanted you to know about it because the day has passed when I had something that was important to me. Well, you're the one that would always be out there understanding it, studying it, and helping on it, and I've tried to do the same thing with you, and so I just called you especially.
I appreciate that, and I'll be glad to do all I can to help John on that. He told me he was going to hear independent offices, but he still wanted me to handle it on the floor.
That's right.
I'm going to handle three or four agencies, beginning with agriculture. I don't remember the others. Now, there's two or three other things, Mr. President. One of them is Freeman's ardent desire to have CCC excluded from the coverage of the expenditure ceiling. Because the crops have been so big, they just can't do it if it's applied to them. Now, Alan Ellender and I put it in the bill that Russell Long is handling now on the floor, which we had to lay aside when that Supreme Court matter came up. Now we're back on it. But it looks like they're going to either tack so much stuff onto that, or else possibly defeat it coming up. Javits, this new man from New York, filibustered it yesterday because of another amendment that Russell had put in there. And yesterday I was approached again by agriculture to see if we could put that in this supplemental bill. What is your feeling on that?
I think all means it ought to go in there, and I had thought that it and Medicaid were together, and I thought they'd agreed to do that in the House, and they were going to do it in the Senate. I think the House bill will have it in there.
Well, my understanding is that it does not, but I...
Well, may not be. They told me it's going to run about $1.5 billion. Instead of cutting $6 billion, you have to cut $7.5 billion. And you have to go back and take this $1.5 billion out of other departments, and may even be more. No one can tell the governor's estimates on Medicaid. No one can tell about the rain and the hail and the sun and other things on these others. But I had understood that they would put that in the supplemental in the House, and they would get a rule to waive points of order.
Well, I'm going to attempt to do the same thing in the Senate. Of course, we can't get a rule of that kind. We just have to rely on what happens on the floor.
Well, you can do it.
I think I can get the approval of the Republican folks who will be sitting with me in the hearing.
Yes, I think so.
We got their vote.
I think that's very important, and I'd be guided by y'all's judgment. I gave them all the ask for food stamp. But whatever y'all think you ought to do on that, you've been my leader in agriculture, and whatever you do, I'll support you in it. And
I think that the $20 million they put in over there is not enough.
Well,
I'm in this peculiar fix there.
I asked for 90.
Alan Ellender has been the leader in that.
Yeah.
He's away, went on his annual trip, and so I'll have to handle it independently of his help.
Yeah.
We approved $90 million in the authorization for this year.
$90 million increase. Yeah, that's what I asked for in the bill.
Well,
I got a budget estimate for that.
Well, I think we can raise it from the 20. As to whether we can get it to the 90, it will depend upon others than myself. I'm willing to go to 90, but I imagine it'll end up in something like 50.
Whatever you do, I'm for. One other thought about these libraries. One or two or three of Eisenhower's communications with Khrushchev, or my communications with Kosygin, or even Truman's during the post-war days, or Roosevelt's, worth the thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, we have put $4 million in this library, these communications that the president has. Heretofore, Lincoln's children were out selling them, and we never accumulated them. So I thought you'd be interested to know that this is a very rare and fine thing that's happening, and hundreds of thousands are going to these libraries every year, and scholars are going there and writing it. So it's not something personal for Kennedy or for Johnson or for Truman or Eisenhower. It's something way out there at Abilene, something for the country, and the government owns it. If it ever wanted to, it could sell them at rare bookstores for a lot more than it's got in them.
All I say is, being a lover of history myself, I'm all for that kind of thing.
Well,
I want to mention one more thing to you, rather timorously. The Department of Justice is holding up George and my endorsement of Bill McRae to go to the Circuit Court of Appeals.
Isn't that your partner?
He's a former partner.
I told them to clear that a month ago.
Well, they haven't done it, and
now talk to them today.
May I be completely frank?
Yes,
The impression in Florida, and it's gone into the editorial columns, is that all this difficulty arises out of the tortoise.
Not a damn thing. It's not
well,
a bit. They told me George talked to me about that, and I think you did. Didn't you come down here?
No, I didn't, because of the fact I was having to take the position that I did.
No, I thought you did beforehand. Didn't you come down here one time and talk to me?
I talked to you about him for the district court, but not to the circuit court.
I remember you're talking. Well, anyway, George Smathers told me that he was a good man and a progressive man and ought to be on the court, and he told you he'd support him all right, and I told him, I said, that suits me fine.
So if you can get that right.
I'll sure do it. I'll call him today. I'll call him today. I don't know what's held it up. It has nothing to do with the other thing. Of course, I knew.
He's a Rhodes Scholar. That doesn't command him too much, but he was a colonel in the Air Force.
He's your partner. That's enough I want to know. I don't care anything else.
He's been president of the Florida Bar, and now he's one of the three district court judges that's on this control committee. I don't know what they call it, of the lawyers, of the judges.